Pets can play a huge role in getting through a stressful situation. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ashley O'Connor, assistant professor of social work at the University of Alaska Anchorage, discusses why.
I worked for the Department of Veterans Affairs for 10 years and saw firsthand the need for different ways of working with individuals who have experienced trauma. I worked on a research study that paired service and emotional support dogs with veterans who struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder. The veterans often brought up how the dogs gave them unconditional love, a sense of purpose, and a way to keep a routine. Animals have a strong positive impact on humans' mental and physical health, especially during difficult times. Merely petting or playing with a dog can reduce stress by releasing oxytocin, a natural hormone in the body, and neurotransmitters that stabilize mood and help with happiness, like serotonin and dopamine, can increase. Interactions with animals can lead to a decrease in blood pressure, relax muscle tension, and can help breathing become more regular. With more than 36 million Americans out of work and countless others having disruptions to life, some have lost a sense of meaning and routine. Individuals are accustomed to having a specific role in society, and losing a daily routine is difficult. But pets can help their parents keep schedules. Pets don't know that a pandemic is happening. They still wake up at the same time every day, want their regular meals, want attention and affection. Many of the veterans I worked with would tell me something similar to, "I used to stay in bed until noon, but now that I have a dog, he needs me to be up at 8 o'clock, and it doesn't really matter how I'm feeling." Pets help us remember that even though things are difficult right now, one can still have some type of routine and purpose.
That was Ashley O'Connor of the University of Alaska Anchorage. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.